Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. Let me ask you a question. Do you know people who live as if they have no hope? Who just wander through life? This is called nihilism. There's no purpose in life. Just make a mess of it. This is a very popular philosophy, actually. It is the God is dead philosophy that was espoused by Friedrich Nietzsche. And it says there's no objective truth. There's no meaning to life. Many people think that Nietzsche was attempting to dethrone God, but he wasn't. He was simply observing that our modern times had progressed to a point to where people no longer thought they had a need for God. And when you do that, when you think you don't have a need for God, everything becomes pointless. Do you know this idea is reflected in culture? In particular, you can find it in music. The popular band whenever I was a teenager was Nirvana, and their iconic song was Smells Like Teen Spirit, which is actually just an anthem of nihilistic thought. But this is not anything new. People throughout all generations have lived without hope. People are despairing right now in our country over recent events, thinking that there is no hope. And what Paul is doing in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verses 20 through 28 is he is declaring that Jesus has in fact been raised and there is purpose to life and to history. There is a point, there is a plan, and it is unfolding before us. In God's providence and in his process, he is arranging the pieces on the checkerboard for checkmate. And the day is coming to where we will all see that God is all in all. And our great glory is not that we get to say to those without hope, stick a sock in it and go kick rocks, but rather, hold on. There is hope, there is purpose, the King is coming, and he can hear and see all, and you can find your hope in him. As you pray today, please remember Larry Wood and his family, our missionaries in Ukraine. And also remember the Burmese LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Myanmar.